Elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Azim, la ilahe illahu, el-Hayyul Kayyum. Ve etûb ilek, ve's-selâmü tevbete, ve'l-mağfirete, ve'l-hidayete, innehu huve't-tevvâbü'r-rahîm. Ve'afu annâ ya kerîm. Vakfir lana bi'fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik'u, ya Kuddus'u, ya Hafız'u, ya Allah. El-Evveli Allah, el-Ahire Allah, el-Zahire Allah, el-Batine Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi minallahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidine levveline vel akirin. Şerena ya şekiyel müslibin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kallallahu Teala fi kitabel kerim. Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve rabbüke yahluku ma yaşa ve yahtar. Ma kâne lekumul hiyâre. Subhanallahi ve Teala emmâ yuşrikûn. Your sustainer creates whatever he wills. And he chooses for you, for mankind, whatever is best for them. Limitless is God in his glory, and sublimely exalted above anything to which they may ascribe a share in his divinity. All and everything is created by Allah Ta'ala. All and everything is His creation. But not all and everything are equal. In the sight of Allah Ta'ala, there are certain places, certain people, certain times that are more special than others. And we are approaching to very special times, and in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, considered very special, during which Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, generosity, compassion overflows in abundance. Resulullah Sallallahu Aleyhi ve Sellem gave us the good news that the months of Recep, Şaban and Ramazan are such special months, are such special times. He said, Allahümme barik lana fi Recep'e ve Şaban ve belina Ramazan. Oh my Lord, bless us with the month of Recep and Şaban, and deliver us to the month of Ramadan. He used to say this when he sighed the moon for the month of Recep. He also said, Recep, the month of Recep, is the month of Allah. He said, Şaban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. This Wednesday, coming Wednesday, is the beginning of the month of Recep. The month Allah Ta'ala honored as my month. Those who know says that the value of the month of Recep in comparison to the other months during the year is like the words of Allah Ta'ala in comparison to words of us that we utter every day. There is the month of Recep, Şaban and Ramazan, and there is a significance in this order. Allah Ta'ala is offering us an opportunity to prepare ourselves, not only physically, but mentally, also spiritually, before the month of Ramazan comes. So that we can reap the benefits of the month of Ramadan most. It's like any good farmer preparing their land and soils, cleaning their lands and soils before planting. For the honor of the month of Recep, Allah Ta'ala promises that He is going to accept our repentance. He is going to accept our prayers. He will forgive us. Making mistakes is in our nature. It's part of being human. We make mistakes. We made mistakes in the past. We are making mistakes now. And we will probably make mistakes in the future. Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive and with His infinite mercy creates all these opportunities, these special times, special months, special nights, so that we approach to Him, recognize what we have done, sincerely repent for our shortcomings, so that we don't feel hopeless. He creates all these opportunities. So this month is an opportunity, coming month. In our religion, even feeling remorse, regret is considered repentance. Rasulullah said, salatu wasalam, everyone makes mistakes. And he said, the best of those who make mistakes are those who feel regret about their mistake. This is the month to be aware, at least to be aware of our mistakes and feel remorse, regret about those. This is the time to make accounting of ourselves before we are asked to make our account without our will when we pass. As we prepare ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually for the month of Ramadan, and hoping that Allah Ta'ala, when we approach to Him, when we open our hands for forgiveness, will forgive us with His beautiful attributes of compassion and mercy, it would not befit a believer, a Muslim, not to conduct himself or herself with the same beautiful attributes. As we expect forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, we should also forgive. How would we expect His forgiveness if we don't forgive each other? This is the month we should practice also forgiveness as we expect to be forgiven. This is also the month Allah Ta'ala will cover our shortcomings and mistakes. The month of Recep is considered the death month. In the honor of not seeing, covering up our shortcomings in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, how would we expect that our mistakes, shortcomings, our sins will be covered, will be erased by Allah Ta'ala if we do not close our ears and eyes to the mistakes and shortcomings of each other. This is the month we should be very careful. If we would like to prepare ourselves spiritually for the month of Ramadan, this is the time not only being aware of our shortcomings, but at the same time closing our eyes and ears to the sins and shortcomings of others. If we can prepare ourselves properly in this month, then only then we can feel the joy of this farmer who prepared his land, planted his seed for a good harvest. As related from Hazrat Abu Bakr, in the day of last judgment, the angels will announce, he said, those who have any rights over Allah Ta'ala, stand up. Who could ever have any rights over Allah Ta'ala, who is the sustainer of all and everything? Those who forgive in their lifetimes will stand up. And they will take as much as they forgave in their lifetimes. Allah Ta'ala decorated the month of Rajab with two jewels, the first of which is the night of Regaib. The night of Regaib is the first Thursday of Recep, which is coming this Thursday. The first of Recep is Wednesday. The second of Recep is the first Thursday, and it's a very, very special night. As a matter of fact, there are four nights during the year. Those who know says that in those nights, when you sincerely open your hands and ask from Allah Ta'ala, you will not be returned empty. Laylatul Raghaib is one of those nights. In addition to mid-Shaaban, Laylatul Barat, and also two nights, the nights before Eid al-Adha and the night before Eid al-Fitr. Raghaib comes from the word Rada, preferred, the desired night. There are numerous hadiths indicating that even for a day of fasting, in the month of Recep, in particular the day of Raghaib, the reward is going to be multiplied as if we fasted the whole year. And as Allah said, Shaban is my month. In the month of Shaban, the seed of faith that was planted in the month of Recep is going to be watered by the love of Rasulullah. What better way can there be to express your love to Rasulullah other than following his example, his beautiful conduct, imitating his beautiful moral and character? This is how we should spend the month of Shaban after the month of Recep. Really, at that time, those seeds that we have planted in the month of Recep will be watered by the compassion of Rasulullah, and it will grow faster. If a year is like a tree, the seed of that tree is planted in the month of Recep. With the love of Rasulullah, that seed grows fast, becomes a tree in the month of Shaban, and started bearing its fruits in the month of Ramadan. And those who spend their days fasting, spending their nights praying, are going to pick up those fruits, lower hanging fruits in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala enables us so that we can receive the benefits of these three beautiful months. May He make us recognize the significance of these very special days. Enable us so that we can cleanse ourselves, cleanse our shortcomings, repent for the mistakes and the sins. Cleanse our hearts from the evil qualities during the month of Ramadan. Like hypocrisy, like vengeance, like arrogance, like anger, and excessive love of this world. May He help us to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan so that we can benefit from the month of Ramadan more. Ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad. Create unity among Ummat Muhammad. Ya Qadir, Ya Qawi. Give strength to Ummat Muhammad. We have not come to this world in vain. Make us recognize our responsibility as your supreme creation. Give us strength so that we can stand up and forbear against the trials of this world. Do not try us beyond our forbearance. Give us patience and make us realize the significance of these beautiful 3 months. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Indeed, Allah orders us to be just and to excel in what we do. Be generous and take care of our kin and relatives.
Never do what is forbidden. Do not transgress. Almighty advises us so that we remember. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammed Rasulullah felaka jalaban ve fe'akabe l'asaran ve kerrele l'edizan ve stahfele fe'edem ve belik ve duhahu ve ruaha ehli beyti dinine tahiyyata ve selam ve barik ve sellim aleyhi ketiren 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 ve sallallahu ala seyyidina Muhammedin ve ala cemil enbiyayı vel mürselin vel evliyayı vel salihin ve ala melaiketike vel mukarrabin وعلى أهل تعاتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين آمين والحمد لله.